The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Southern Climate Solutions.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Joining me this morning is Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. She is a moisture control expert, and that's why she is on the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning. If you have questions for Lisa, let us know. 437-1620 is our phone number. You can call or text and join the show. Lisa, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Jake. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm feeling really good. I've had my coffee. I'm ready to go for this.
So there you go.
You do important work, and it's work that involves something that people don't often think about. We don't want to think about, you know, what we probably consider mundane tasks in our life, you know, taking care of certain systems, maybe on our cars and in our homes. Talking about indoor air quality and moisture, this is something that affects our health. So this is why this is very important. And Southern Climate Solutions is a one-stop shop to eliminate this excess moisture from our home. And you also do commercial as well. So let's talk about this, because I'm concerned about my health. As I age, I don't want to have breathing problems. I don't want my home to be making me sick. So what are the dangers of having too much moisture in our environment?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not only as you said, you know, your own health, the health of your home. So if your home can be unhealthy, it can often make you unhealthy. And what we do at Southern Climate Solutions is, we provide permanent moisture control solutions with dehumidification to control that excess moisture in your home. As we all know, living here, you know, in the panhandle, we have a subtropical environment. High humidity 12 months out of the year, and that moisture collects in our homes and creates a situation in which we're dealing with excess moisture, and excess moisture can lead to many things, including mold, which can make you very unhealthy, make your air quality, you know, unhealthy, and can, you know, often cause damage, you know, within your home. So you're talking it, you know, there, moisture is never good for a wood structure, you
right.
know,
sheetrock, you know, drywall, yeah.
Anything, you know, and anything organic can grow mold. So you're talking drywall, carpet, your furniture, drapes. Mold isn't always visible. It's not always black. There are clear molds.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Huh. You know, and of course, you know, that's what a moisture, you know, control solution can take care of. So if we can control that moisture, keep that at healthy levels within your home, right, then it keeps your home and you safe from those hazards of high indoor relative humidity.
Mm. How do we know? I mean, because, you know, with some places you walk into, especially old buildings and things like that, you can smell that musty odor. You know that there's some kind of mold or some kind of spores going on in that building. But if you're in your home and you don't smell anything, are you okay? What are some of the signs that we can look for and actually see with our own eyes that tell us, hey, you've got a moisture buildup here?
Yeah, there's a lot of signs we can see. Of course, you know, a musty odor is an active mold spore. So that's one of the first signs. Let your nose sort of guide you. If you have those musty odors, it's not necessarily, oh, my home's old, right? You can walk into a brand new home and have, you know, musty odors. And typically that is then the sign of a mold spore. Mm. Some of the other things that we, you know, often see that people deal with, we'll see condensation. Some people have condensation on their walls. In the winter months, the inside of your windows may condensate. So you'll see those dripping windows, dripping vents, you know, in cases where, you know, the humidity is just collected over periods of time. You can experience cupping hardwood floors, which we see, you know, a lot, especially in, you know, homes, you know, older homes, say throughout, you know, East Hill and this and that, were beautiful hardwood floors. And then all of a sudden, you know, boom, their floors start cupping. Mm. And, you know, when you think about that, that's the accumulation of moisture in the floors. We always get expansion and contraction, right?
Yeah.
And you get to the point where you're cupping. It's just so much excess moisture, right, in your home. And then you have to think about, right, it's not just in my floors, right? This is not just a floor problem. This is my a home problem. This is a moisture problem within my home. And, you know, that should be the point in which it sort of clicks that I have an unhealthy, you know, situation going on, you know, inside my home. Now, dehumidification, a proper solution. We've had a lot of success with correcting cupping hardwood floors. Because we're correcting, right, the climate inside your home. We're slowly pulling that moisture out, getting you back into a healthy living situation, healthy indoor air quality. We're preventing mold from growing. And then we'll see the results within the floor. So the condensation will be eliminated. The floors will lay back down. And everybody's healthy and happy when that happens.
If you have questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620. My guest this morning, Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. Go to southernclimatesolutions.com for more information. Somebody just texted in, I am renovating an older house. It has an 18-inch crawl space, clearly defined areas limiting airflow. Currently, they're utilizing window AC units and space heaters. They're thinking about mini splits versus central heat and air. Can you discuss the pros and cons?
Well, we aren't HVAC people.
Right,
I can tell you we're going through a building going with mini splits, but I'll tell you about dehumidification related to that renovation.
That crawl space, yeah.
Right. So you're going through this big reno, probably spending, you know, quite a bit of money. If you have a home with a crawl space, most crawl space, you know, we have national building codes. Crawl spaces are vented. Typically, we see vented crawl spaces here. That's just sort of a recipe for disaster in, you know, our climate. So the first thing that we do with the crawl space home is go through that encapsulation process. We're going to fully encapsulate the crawl. We're going to put dehue inside the crawl, and we're going to condition that space. Now, what that does is not only protects your crawl, but you're talking about protecting the investment that you're working on inside the home. Because when that HVAC clicks on, regardless, it's going to create that negative pressure. That new, clean, dry air from the crawl is going to be wicked up through the floors. And then we're going to take care of that air inside the house. And we're talking, you know, there's certain floorings there are issues with. So, you know, with the crawl space, be careful with like LVP or anything with a barrier or plastic, because you're going to see a lot of, you can potentially see some problems with that, because you're creating a barrier. It's going to collect that moisture and that floor is going to have some problems.
Right.
But with a crawl space home, highly recommend the encapsulation and the dehue, because not only do you get the benefit in the crawl of protecting your structure, creating that conditioned space with a full encapsulation and the dehue, but you get the benefit, you know, inside the home with creating superior indoor air quality, preventing the mold from growing inside the home. And anytime you're going through a reno, right, this is typically when people, if you've never really seen or felt a problem in your house, you've probably had it, maybe just not noticed it. But as soon as people, when people start doing renos of any kind, they're putting in new windows, they're changing out their floors, they're putting on an addition, anything that's changing that the dynamic of the existing structure can often then trigger. So even though you may be making it more efficient through your windows, through your HVAC, you know, through any new thing that you're investing to put in that home, it can trigger, oh, boom, here's your moisture,
right,
you know. And we see that, you know, a lot where people say, well, I never had a problem. And, you know, and, you know, I did this and this. And, you know, it's changed the dynamic of the home. But I would, you know, highly suggest, you know, looking at, you know, looking at an encapsulation and dehumidification. Protect that investment. If you're going to do it, go all the way with it.
Speaking of the investment of a dehumidification solution, is there a general, a listener was wanting to know, is there a general cost per square foot, any kind of budget figure that one could use to judge how much it would cost to dehumidify their home?
Well, we have multiple applications, right? Mm-hmm. So a crawl space, a home with a crawl space, there's a completely separate application with the encapsulation and the dehu. Okay. A home on a slab, you know, is a completely different application. We're looking at the inside of the home. Obviously, there's mm-hmm. no crawl to encapsulate,
right.
But we're looking at taking care of the inside of the home. Mm-hmm. After that, it's hard to blanket a price because right. every home is different,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. And if you're, you know, you are on a slab, then we have homes that, you know, are ranches. We have two-story homes, three-story. We have homes that are open. But really, we have to look at the volume of space. And then, you know, outfit that solution to that particular home and how we duct it inside the home. So it's really hard, you know, it's really hard to say, well, you know, a 2,000 square foot home on a crawl space is blop, because mm-hmm. it just doesn't always work that way,
right.
As far as cost. But I can tell you, you know, we're honest, we're fair, we'll come out, we'll do a free evaluation, we'll talk to you about the house, we'll put up a quote, a scope of work and a quote, send it out to you at no cost. We're always willing to do all the evaluations for free and just, and you know, talk through the situation and make sure that, you know, you have the full understanding of, you know, what's going on, and, you know, bring up any issues that we may see. But all of that is free, and we're happy to do that. 850-319-7489.
SouthernClimateSolutions.com is your website. Go there and schedule your free evaluation today. I'm talking with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions, a moisture control expert here in Pensacola. One thing that a lot of people don't think about is pests. Mm. Certain pests love moisture, right? So they're going to be attracted to where the moisture is. And if you've got a buildup in your home, you're going to see those guys, right? So let's talk about that. How can you deter pests?
Yeah, absolutely. Dehumidification is a great deterrent, right? Like, as you said, termites and other pests, they need moisture to survive and thrive, right? When you take a space and you condition it, especially in that crawl space where you typically see those pests, you're creating a conditioned space now that is, you know, a major deterrent. So, you know, not only are you creating a healthy conditioned space, protecting your structure, but you're also deterring those pests that absolutely need moisture to survive. And that's often why we see them go in places like underneath our homes in the crawl
right.
space.
Yeah. So this definitely spans even wider than just our own personal health. This is the safety and security of our home and our investment in our home, because once you get some of those pests going on in there, it can really damage your home. Definitely get your questions and comments in before it's too late. 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, Pensacola expert panel. We've talked about hygrometers on this show. It's a little device. If you don't know what it is, this is the best way to test the relative humidity in your home. So let's talk about a hygrometer. How much does that cost, and where can people find them?
Yeah, it is probably the best investment anybody can make if you have any concerns or you just want to generally monitor your home and you know, gain a better understanding of what's going on inside your house related to moisture. Mm. Hygrometer is a little device. It sort of looks like a tiny miniature weather station, right? And you can pick them up at any box store. They're about $20, so a very affordable, you know, investment. Place it in your home. Place it sort of in a central area away from a door where you're constantly, you know, opening a door and letting it hit that hygrometer. And just take a look at it. It's going to let you know what that indoor relative humidity is inside the home. And that's probably one of the first steps, you know, I would say is your best step. You know, get that and then start monitoring it. If you're looking at a reading of 60% indoor relative humidity and over, you know, consistently, that is the threshold for mold growth. So mold will start to grow, can potentially start to grow and thrive at 60% indoor relative humidity. Mm. That's then you need to pay attention, you know, and trigger and say, okay, I have a moisture issue inside the house, and start thinking about, you know, calling us about that solution. A healthy level of indoor relative humidity, and this is according to the Department of Health, the EPA, this isn't a Southern Climate thing, is about 40 to 50% is what we look for in our area. 50% is ideal. And that'll give you the healthy indoor air quality. It's also a great deterrent of viruses. Viruses become more non-transmissible, non-virulent at about 50%. Mm. And a lot of those studies came about during COVID, right? Because it wasn't only, you know, they weren't only looking at certain things, right? They were looking at temperature. They were looking at humidity, and how that affects virus. So that really, you know, that healthy level, 40 to 50% is where we like to keep people. It'll give mm-hmm. you the healthiest indoor air quality. You'll be preventing mold. You'll be protecting the structure, and creating that healthy indoor living space for your family.
We had a listener text in a picture wanting to know if the picture that they're showing here is mold or mildew. Is there a difference in mold and mildew? Is mildew mold?
Yeah, you know, they're a form of fungi. Mm. You know, you often see them, you know, typical rooms, right? In a bathroom where you're running the shower, right?
Right.
And you get that moisture buildup. You know, you might see that. It's usually black. You'll get that sort of black. But, you know, you can never be sure until you test it what kind of mold, because, you know, there are millions, right? Mm. But I will tell you, if you see something visible, that's millions of spores. Right. So you have to be careful. And, you know, people, you know, want to just, I'm just going to spray some Clorox on it and, you know, and get rid of it. And that can be dangerous too. You know, you disrupt those spores, and depending on, right, the extent of it. You know, you just have to be careful around it. So, you know, anything visible like that, it's a form of a fungi, a mold. They're all in the same families, but we would never know what it is from looking at it unless it was tested.
I know a lot of people probably just bleach those areas. I know certain apartment complexes, when you get around the windows and you see that black sort of pattern there, sometimes they'll just paint over it.
Yeah, and that's sort of what we talked about in the beginning of the show, the condensation on the windows, and then it'll create that, you know, that mold growing on the windows. One of the best ways to address mold, if it's in small areas like that, isn't with Clorox, it's with, borax, a borax mixture, and, you know, that'll take care of it. But really, you know, you want to look at that bigger picture. Where is it? Do I smell it? Is it in multiple places? Is, you know, and things like that. So, but I would caution, you know, anyone, anytime around, you know, mold, to be very, very cautious.
If you have questions or comments, get them in before we run out of time. 437-1620. My guest this morning, Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions. Go to southernclimatesolutions.com. If you have questions, if you see something that looks to you like it might be mildew or mold and you think it might be a problem, definitely contact the experts at Southern Climate Solutions today and let them come and take a look at it. They'll give you a free evaluation and let you know what you need to do to dehumidify your home and get back in that safe zone, that safe level that we're talking about, which
40 to 50 is the target.
So is there a feeling of too much moisture? How does that feel in an environment? If we can't smell or see anything, can we just walk into a room and know?
Well, I tell you, you'll definitely know once you go through getting a dehumidification solution put in your home. You'll immediately, that's probably the first thing people will say. They'll call us and they'll go, I can't believe how different it feels, right? So if you've ever, you know, if you have a space where you consider it's maybe cold and clammy, right, where it's not comfortable, that's sort of the feeling, you know, that you get with a home that maybe has too much moisture. And what happens is the moisture makes you uncomfortable. So you tend to keep moving the AC button, right?
Yep.
You're continuing to drop it. So, and you know, the AC has a lot of trouble overcoming the moisture in our area, right? It's just, there's, it's not running enough. It's too much. We're in a subtropical environment, which is makes it very difficult for AC to take care of all that moisture.
Right.
With dehumidification, what you get is a cool, comfortable feeling, right? So a drier space is a cooler space. So not only do you feel more comfortable, is it cool and comfortable versus cold and clammy, but because a drier space is cooler, there's an energy savings related to that, right? We have a lot of folks that are running their air right around 69, 70 degrees, right?
Yeah.
Once you go through having a dehumidification solution installed, you are often at 76, 75, 77, you are cool and comfortable. It can get very cold, and it's a noticeable difference, right? So you're talking not only does it give you a general level of comfort, right, that you haven't experienced before, but you're looking at energy savings. And for every degree you drop that thermostat, you're looking anywhere from, you know, about average is about 3.5% on your energy bill related to your electrical. So, and not only that, but the wear and tear on your AC, right? You aren't driving it as much. Mm-hmm. So it, you know, it has an all around benefit, not only, you know, for your health, but your comfort and your energy savings.
What is the footprint like for a lot of the systems that you install? Is it depending on your home? Is it a small unit, big unit? Depending on the size.
Yep, depending on the size of the home. Again, we look at the volume, you know, of the home. So you know, and depending on whether it's multi-level or not.
Right.
Right. So it may take, we have 70 pint machines. We have 120 pint machines. We may need two machines and duct them in different ways. You know, with our, the applications that we do, and we found over the last 20 years, right, at becoming experts at this, that we do not tie into the AC. We want, these are separate, you know, standalone units with their own duct work, so that we can directly address the areas that we're going to for that whole home, you know, whole home solution.
Right.
Running through the whole, you know, respiratory system of the home through the HVAC ductwork, we found is less effective than running our own ductwork with our own separate solutions. So, you know, it could be one machine, it could be a 70, it could be a 120, or it could be, you know, two machines, three machines, depending on how your home's laid out and, you know, the volume we're looking at inside the house.
Keeping our windows open, is that good or bad?
Yeah. So, you know, everybody wants to open their windows.
Yeah.
You know, we would never say don't open your windows and doors. It's going to invite humidity into your house. Humidity seeks cool space. It's why we see it go to your crawl space first,
right,
for those of you with the crawl space home. But it's going to seek that space, and it's really not about not being able to open your windows and doors and enjoy the great outdoors here, right, in the beautiful weather. It's a dehumidification solution will offer the recovery, right? So once you're in for the night and maybe you shut the windows and doors, then it's a matter of recovering from the humidity that's been invited in. And that's what dehumidification, you know, that's where, you know, you get that benefit where you can still enjoy it, close it up at night, and then you're recovering. Mold will grow at 60%. It'll, you know, within 24 hours, you're starting, you know, that process. So as long as you have a proper dehumidification solution, you will recover from opening your doors and windows. Not only that, but cooking, showering, all of those things, you know, the human body creates humidity. So it's constantly dealing with those things. I'll tell her probably, you know, little tips, right? Get your ducts clean. Give our friend Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care a call, because, you know, ducts are moist. They can grow mold. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure those are clean. That's another healthy thing. And if you have, you know, keep your doors, if you can, to your bedrooms, your other rooms, keep them open. If you have ceiling fans, turn them on. Keep
that
circulation going.
Yeah. SouthernClimateSolutions.com. You can look them up on Facebook, Southern Climate Solutions LLC. What was that phone number again, Lisa?
You can reach us at 850-319-7489, and we have a lot of information on our website at SouthernClimateSolutions.com.
All right, Lisa Murphy, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Yeah.
We'll be right back after this.